important point to make that the Tshuvas HaRadvaz that we were learning yesterday, it's in Chelek Gimel Siman Tavkuf Mem Vav, where he asks the question that why is it the Chazal are so machmir? Why is the Torah so machmir? Chazal so machmir about chametz more so than any other yisurim. Basically, the sugya that we're in the middle of discussing, and the Radvaz says, "Bedili mine, kareis, israno." All of the things that we know, all of these things, right? So, what does the Radvaz say? Radvaz says that what's it called? Radvaz says that you know, after everything is said, it has to be that there's really only one pshat. It's all nice pshatim, this chumrah, that chumrah. But at the end of the day, the extremity that we see in the chomer of chametz, they actually have to search and destroy, even if you're mevatel it already, it's very extreme. And therefore, how could that? What's the pshat behind it? Zog de Radvaz, he says, an unbelievable yisoid. He says that the pshat is because we know, it says in many places, that chametz is a mashal for the Yetzer Hara. And when it comes to fighting against the Yetzer Hara, a person needs to search out anything that could potentially be problematic. Anything that might cause him trouble in his quest for closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his quest for Kedusha v'Tahara. We need to search out anything that could be a deterrent from that. And therefore, Zakta Radvaz, could have been the Svasemes, but says the Radvaz, there was Zakta Radvaz, that's why it's so chamur that you have to search and destroy every little bit of chametz and get rid of it. Even if you don't even know if you have it in the house, you have to make sure that you search out any possibility. And therefore, the truth is that somebody told me that it's kedai to talk about this topic. I personally don't think it's necessary to talk about it in our shir, because I think everybody in our shir is already older and more mature and b'nei aliyah. But somebody was saying that there's an issue in certain places that guys go to beach and they go, you know, chas v'shalom, even to the side of the beach, which is not only for men. And, you know, I think it's unnecessary to talk about it. But at the end of the day, the Radvaz says that you got to do whatever you can to search and destroy anything that's shaykh to the Yetzer Hara. So, you know, at least mention that there's such a thing out there, that there's people, I don't know who would do such a thing, but there's people out there that go to these places. So it's kedai to realize that it's mamish a destructive thing. It's dangerous for a person himself. It's dangerous for his own future, his own avodah, his own, you know, closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end of the day, Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe said, not the Sfas Emes, but a later Ger Rebbe said, that a person could work hard a whole zman, and then one his stakless, he could lose everything that he did a whole zman.
Could he get it back?
It's because the danger, the destruction of Arayis is incredibly great. A person has to know the Medrash. The Medrash says that growth in Avodas Hashem, closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is compared to making a crystal kli. It's very difficult to make a crystal, you know, goblet with a nice stem, and it should be so elegant and delicate. It's not an easy thing. But when you do it, when you finally succeed and it's beautiful, it's geshmak, it's a tremendous achievement.
Thank you.
Now, what happens if somebody just gives it a little nudge off the edge of a table, just wasn't so careful, a little nudge, the whole thing shatters. It's so easy to, Rahman al-Islam, to destroy gains in Avodas Hashem. That's what the Medrash tells us. We'll talk more about this topic afterwards, but this is something which a person has to be aware. It's a dangerous thing. A person needs to be careful. And therefore, obviously, to go l'chatchila and put ourselves in such a situation, it's for sure not the right thing. I don't want to even get involved in halach l'maisa shailas if it's yahar gval yavor. It could very well be that it is, but I don't want to even get involved in that. Without that, just push it. You know, we don't need to get involved in these, aspects of the sugya. Just push it. We should be aware it's not kedai. Okay, Al Kapanim, let's get back to the.
You're saying just a mixed beach, right?
Yeah.
You're saying it's okay to go to the beach.
I'm talking about to go to the mixed beach. To go to the beach for the men, just for men, that's okay. Enjoy, have a great time.
Got a little nervous then.
No, no. But to go to.
You should be nervous.
To mixed beach.
You can use all your knowledge and stuff.
I want to there.
Well, I told you, growth in Avodas Hashem. We'll talk more about it afterwards. Okay? But Al Kapanim, but it really is a serious thing to consider. It's very shayach. I'm not paskening alach lamaisa, but I'm telling you that it is very, very shayach. If a person feels that he really, really needs to go to mixed beach for some reason or another, he should ask the shayla if it's mutter. I really have a strong tzad that it could be a hardwell yavar if he's going for the purpose of enjoying the fact that it's mixed instead of being separate. So yesh lain bedavar, not a pasha thing, and therefore a person should you know, ask the shayla before he does.
That's the one you need to kill yourself before.
Yeah, yaharig val yavar means he needs to give up his life before he does it. I'll just share with you the Gemara. The Gemara says at the end of the seventh, the eighth parak of Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that there was a guy who wanted to, you know, be with a certain woman. And they told him, what are you doing? It's Asur Doraisa, you can't do that. He says, okay, fine, but he's getting sick. His pashid so, you know, into this woman that he's getting sick from it. And the Gemara says, so what? It's your Harg Val Yavar. So he says, okay, fine. So let him at least just talk to her. No, Yahar Val Yavar. Why is it? Let him at least talk to her, and she's on the other side of a fence. He won't even see her, Bechlal. No, Yaharik Val Yavar, the Gemara says. Okay? This is something which, it's not a partial thing. If a person is doing it for the purpose of Taiva, it's mamish, a severe issue. It's something which is Rachmana Litzlan. I know it's much more geschmack to talk about this than to talk about our sugya of chametz, but we'll stop here, and we'll talk more about this at 1:15.
Okay?
This is chametz, exactly! This is the chametz. There you go, that's the chametz. Okay, let's get into the kasha. There's a big kasha over here of the Achrayim. Let's get into the kasha. What's the kasha of the Achrayim? The kasha of the Achrayim is like this. We have a toisvis that says, that even if you do bittel, right, you still there's a mitzvah bedika. Why is there a mitzvah bedika? Because you may come to eat it. Rachmana Litzlan. You may come to eat the chametz, and it's kareis. Kareis. Once we're talking about isurim of arise. It's kareis. Serious. Kareis. So therefore, what are we saying? We're saying like this. Zav toisvis, you have a chiyav to do bedika, and destroy it. Search and destroy. Zav toisvis, I don't understand. What about other isurim? No. Basa b'chalav, kelai kerem, orla. What about these things? It's pretty serious. These things are pretty serious. Isuri hana. We don't find there's a din. There's such a chamor dikad din that Chazal were so machmir by these other things. Why not? That's Tosfos Kasha, right? Which we've been discussing. Bedili minei, isuri hana, karis, ritva, a lot of different sugyas until now. But now let's bring up a very basic and fundamental question, which was asked by our Heilige Achroinim, the Svasemes, the Netziv, Rabbi Chanan, the Chazon Ish, and more. What's the kasha? It's an obvious kasha. It's a powerful kasha. Kasha's like this. We have a little bit of Bikias in Shas. We know Mishnayis, Tamura. What does it say? Mesechus Tamura, the end of Tamura, it says, there's a list of things which you need to get rid of. You have to bury some of them. You have to burn some of them. What's in the list? Arla, Kilai Kerem, Basa B'chalav. All of the things that Tosfos says you do not have to search and destroy are in the list, and it says before us in the Mishnah that you do have to destroy. So what's the pshat over here? Big kasha on the Tosfos. And I hear Daniel, he's already trying to be mechavet to some of the Achroinim over here. Right? This is a kasha of the Sfas Emes. It's a powerful kasha.
He didn't see the Mishnah.
What?
He didn't see the Mishnah.
Obviously, Tos didn't see the Mishnah. Very good, Shaggy. That's not one of the answers, but I hear.
It's not great. Our Reis Psafim says the same thing about Atana. Serious?
Okay.
People say that, Yeah, you can say that a ton.
It's not one of the answers.
It says, in the Gemara, there's a...
Okay, let's bring that up.
Let's talk about the
Okay? Now, Lamaisa, this is really the second point that the Sfas Emes brings up. First, the Sfas Emes asks that when it comes to Orla, Kalei Kerem, Bas V'Cholav, these things are also Lo Bedili Minei. They're also Lo Bedili Minei, right? I think somebody in the Shir actually was Bechavit to that question when we first learned the Tosfos. These are things which you're involved with all year round, and all of a sudden it's Aser. You have things which are Aser. Lo Bedili Minei. What do we say? What's the Teretz? No Teretz. Sfas Emes leaves off Tzarachin. Tzarachin on Tosfos. But we know already that this is Taka, the Shita of the Ritva. The Ritva argues on Tosfos because of this Kasha. These things are also Lo Bedili Minei, just like Chametz. And that's the Ritva. The Ritva is arguing based on the Sfas Emes' Kasha. So now, what do we have? We have the Sfas Emes who is backing up the Ritva. By the way, how did we answer it? No, he didn't come before the Ritva. He came hundreds of years after. The Ritva was in Barath the 1300s, and the Sfas Emes was in the
1800s. And the Ritva
was Rishon? Ritva was Rishon, yeah. Talmud of the Ra'ah. Oh.
The Marash is the...
The Marashah is Achron also. The Rush. Okay, so now, what's the Pshat? We said a Pshat already. What's the Chilak between the Tosfos and the Ritva? What's the answer to the Sfas Emes' Kasha? That Tosfos learns the Geder B'dili Minei is Tully in what? In the specific item. That was yesterday's topic. So we see yesterday's topic is Mamish, the first, the Aura of the Sfas Emes. But today we want to focus on the second Aura of the Sfas Emes. What's the second Aura of the Sfas Emes? How can Tosfos say that we don't find this Chumrah by all other Yisurim? It's not true. The Mishnah and the end of Temurah. In the Gemara, it's Lamed Gimel Mebeis. In the Mishnah, it's Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey. It's not true. You see over there that you do have to destroy it. Sfas Emes is Kasha. Okay? So now, what are we going to say? What does the Sfas Emes answer? Sfas Emes says like this. Why is it that in those things you have to get rid of it? What's the pshat you have to get rid of it? Because we're afraid that maybe somebody's going to be nichshol in it. It's mamish like the issue of chametz. We're afraid somebody's going to be nichshol in it. So you should have to do the same halacha, just like chametz. You should have to search and destroy. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me like this. Chametz, you have to do bedika. You know why? Because you bring chametz in your house all year round. But arla, people don't bring arla into their house. Kalei Kerem, people don't bring Kalei Kerem in their house. Bazim Chalav, Sar Nazir, people don't bring this stuff into their house. So therefore, you don't need to do a bedika because it's like a makom shein machnisin bo chametz. You don't need to do a bedika. Right? That's Sfas Emes' first point. But that point, should we turn on the air conditioner?
Yes, please. Should I do it?
Yeah, Baksha. Number five. Yeah.
What was the first point you made?
Thank you.
What was the first point you made?
What was the first point?
Yeah, Sfas Emes.
What, the issue of Bedili Minei or the Lo Bedili Minei? Or the issue of the Bedika? The issue that I said now of Bedika is like this. That, what are we saying? We're saying by Chametz, you need to do a Bedika. But we don't find this din of Bedika and being Mevaret in what's it called? In other Yisurim, right? Do we find it in other Yisurim? We don't find it in other Yisurim. Zok this fast MS. I'll tell you why you don't find it. You know why you don't find it? Because in all other Yisurim, you don't bring this stuff into your house. When was the last time you came home and there's a bag from McDonald's on your table? Nobody does that, right? You don't have bring this stuff into your house. Shai or Nazir, right? You ever had a Nazir? Shai gives haircuts, right? Shai, we ever gave a haircut to a Nazir after? I don't want you to fall on the chair. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's a broken chair, so every time I
sit, so take this chair.
No, it's not that. I'm
fine. So, you ever gave a haircut to a Nazir? What do you do with the hair afterwards?
I don't know.
See, it didn't happen. Well, if it would happen, Shai, so then you wouldn't take that hair and just leave it around, right? Most people don't have Sar Nazir just sitting around, so therefore, we understand that, yeah, you don't need to do a bedika. You know why you don't need to do a bedika? Not because there's no chiyuv bedika, be'etzem. Really, there is a chiyuv bedika, but it's just a makom shein machnis in sham chametz or sar nazir or basa b'cholav, whatever it is, right? Yeah, you hear that? We all on the same page? Shai, you make me nervous. Can I pass you this chair, Shai, please?
What? I'm not gonna fall. The chair is
back. I know, you're making me nervous. Here, please.
He's saying that's what Tortos holds?
There you go. Okay. Yeah, he's saying that you don't need to do a bedika by these things. Because why? Because it's a case of Makom Shein Machnis in Bochametz.
But Tortos doesn't say that.
What?
Tortos doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that. That's true. Tosfos does not say that. Okay.
But not only does he not say it, it's just something else.
What does he say? What do you mean he says something else?
He gives a different reason why we don't do bedika there.
I know. The Sfas Emes is working in the background. Before Tosfos even gets off the ground, there's a problem. Why? Because what's Tosfos Kasha? He says in Chametz, there's a takana. You have to be bodek and mevayer. And in Shari Sirena, there's no such din. So, Zok the Sfas Emes and all the Zachonim, it's not true. Look in Tmura. In Shari Sirena, there is also a halacha that you have to destroy it. So we need to explain what's going on here. How did Tosfos say Kilu? How did Tosfos forget?
How are we forgetting the fact that
the Mishnah also? In Tmura, what's going on?
How are we forgetting the fact that it's Surah also?
Oh, okay, so we're going to talk about that. Okay? Zog Daniel, there's a basic difference. In Chametz, there's a mitzvah to search and destroy. He wants to suggest that in these other Yisurim, there's no mitzvah to search and destroy. If it's in front of you, then destroy it. But if you don't have it in front of you, then you have to search. Then you don't have to search for it. Zog the Sfas Emes, not true. In all these other things, it says you have to destroy it. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to be nichshal in it and eat it or have a nun, whatever the yisur is, whatever. So zok the Sfas Emes, there's the same halacha that you have to search and destroy. As long as there's a tzad that the food came or the item came into your house, you have to search for it. Right? Let's give a practical example. Somebody has a cleaning lady. Or, let's say somebody has a plumber, non-Jewish plumber, let's say. He comes into the house, he's doing some work, and takes a break for lunch. And what does he do? He pulls out a cheeseburger, a Big Mac. And after discussing with him what it tastes like, he leaves over. So then you figure out, okay, look, he leaves, and now, according to Sfas Emes, you have a chiyuv to search your house to make sure that he didn't leave anything behind.
Well, only the places he went to.
Right, the places where he was. If he was in the basement, search the basement. If he was in the attic, search the attic. You have a chiyuv to search. If a person has, let's say, an irreligious friend that comes over, right? And he brings over some not kosher food. Something that's included in this list of the Mishnah. Let's say, basa b'chalav, whatever it is. And he brings it into that, wherever in the house. According to Sfas Emes, there's a chiyuv to keep your eyes on that food, and whatever is finished, he's finished, and whatever after he leaves or whatever it is, to search out the area where he was with the food and make sure that there's nothing left behind.
On a regular day.
And destroy it. A regular day! That's right. Okay. It's not only in Pesach. Anytime.
We see that in Pesach.
This is what comes. It's a Mishnah in Tmura. We do see it. It's a Mishnah in Tmura.
Is it written? He's just saying it, but is it written anywhere? Is it like,
what do you mean?
He holds that.
So that's what he holds. That's what we're learning. We're learning Sfas Emes. That's what he holds.
The Mishnah. All the time.
100%. And that's why this is so relevant. Halacha L'maaseh.
You check your house.
Very serious business over here.
We can do this, Rabbi. Cleaning up after
one second, yeah, there you go. Good business, yeah. It's the cleaning after the cleaning, yeah. It's the halachic cleaners, yeah.
I don't remember the name of the rabbi.
The rabbi who was sitting next to me. Like on a flight one time? What do you mean?
We should go to the Garrett
community.
What? He's
helping me and Joe learn today.
Joe learns with WFF.
Oh, Rabbi Bowman.
Yeah. So we were learning with him, and the way he explained it was just a little different. It was very smart. He explained it different.
Okay. One second. The Olam is not. They don't. Not aware that you're talking. Yeah. Oh, okay. Shai saying something. Yeah.
Dersh, get aware. Basically, what he said was that it's your whole life is once as a yid, once you own a house or at any point when you have a chiyuv, you should be machmir to not let any chalav, basar chalav into your house.
And chanan.
It's not necessarily that you have to do the bedikah, it's that you should never be. You should always be aware of not letting anybody into.
Good.
Your
we're
house.
Gonna get to that soon. That's right. In the hemshich, but we're not up
but
to that part
did.
Yet. Okay. We're up to that too. It's in the Hampshire.
If it does, it says you have to do. But I'm saying he said that you should be.
Yeah,
so, I mean, your whole life to be a master.
That's the next part of the piece. That we're not up to that yet. But yes,
Someone into with Basar Chalav is not chiddush ancient.
Then you don't. But no, there's two ways of explaining it. The Klara Chakira. This that we never ever heard of doing a bedika when there's for Basar Chalav. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that there's no such din? There's no such halacha that you have to do bedika for bas b'chalav. No such halacha. Is that the pshat? Or no? Really, there is such halacha. But our homes are homes that are always together. Makom b'dika, makom shei machnizim ba'orla, makom shei machnizim ba'bas b'chalav, etc. Maybe that's the pshat, right? Somebody, once upon a time, I remember my grandmother, Allah Shalom, she had a non-Jewish aide that used to help her out. And you know, with tkufas, different aides, the different things. And at a certain point, there was one that used to bring in non-kosher food into the house, into her house, for her lunch, whatever it is. Not pashit. Maybe zechiyev to do bedika. Right? It's not pashit. Okay, so this is the first point that the Sfas Emes is making. Okay? We'll hear it soon, Chai. Okay? The first point that the Sfas Emes is making. Is the chiyuv bedika over here? And sorry, the lack of what we don't find the bedika. It's not the pshat that there's no chiyuv. There is a chiyuv, but it happens to be that you're potter because it's a makom shemach nisimbo, right? That's how the Sfas Emes sets it up. Zok the Sfas Emes. So then it comes out that it's mamish exactly the same as chametz. So what was Tosas asking? That chametz is this way, and this is the other way. This is different. What's the pshat? Why? What's pshat in Tosas Kasha? So the Sfas Emes suggests, and this brings us to the point that Shai was making before from Rabbi Bulman. Sfas Emes suggests that maybe the chiluk is that by chametz, you're not allowed to have it in your house b'chlal. Until you burn it also is an issur to hold on to it. Gotta make sure you don't have it. Don't wait. Until you burn it. Gotta get rid of it right away. Hashem get all these other things. There's no iser while you have it in your house until you burn it. That's the suggestion that he makes. And therefore, it would come out, according to Sfas Emes, that to have it in your house, there's no aveira. But you have to burn it. You have a chiyuv to look and try to burn if you have a situation where there's a potential one of these isuriyana in your house. Zok Tesfas Emes, however, first of all, make a taste that there's no Isser to have it in your house. Maybe there is an Isser to have it in your house by all these other things too. Who says there's no Isser? Maybe there is. That's first of all. By Chametz there is. Who says no Isser by those things too? First of all. Second of all, Zok Tesfas Emes, how does it work by Chametz? I'm getting rid of it before it becomes Isser. That means what I'm doing is, the mitzvah of getting rid of it is, to prevent it from ever being Isser in my house. If that's the case, so maybe by all of these other things also, there's an Isser to have it in your house in the first place. You cannot have it in your house, b'chlal.
That's an all year round Isser.
All year round. You cannot have these things in your house. And the Sfas Emes leaves off like this. He leaves off Tarchi and Antosus. He leaves off this way that by any Isuriano over here listed in this Mishnah, which are included in Igbarin or in Israfin, the halacha is you have to make sure, number one, it doesn't even come into your house. And number two, if you have a situation where it potentially did, you have to search and destroy it. Unbelievable chiddush la halacha that's coming up in the Sfas Emes. Over here in this Indian. Yeah, you had a question, Jack.
Can I go to this? I was going to ask. The whole Isser of coming to Pesach is that you're not allowed to own it.
Okay.
The person doesn't own the Basar Chalav. What should I have to say is you have to eat
it. Okay, very good. So that brings us to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish over here on this Tosfos says, I'll tell you, you know why Tosfos makes believe, you know why Tosfos views chametz as being more severe than other Yisuriyana, even though you have to search and destroy both of them. You know why? Zok t'chazen ish, because there's a very fundamental difference. When it comes to chametz, what happens if you're mevatel et ari? Do you have to still search and destroy it?
Yes.
Yes. Right? Yes, that's the whole Tosfos. Even though you're mevatel it, you still have to search and destroy. Right? That's when it comes to chametz. When it comes to all these other things, basa b'chalav, klai kerem, orlo, the whole list, the Yisuri Hana, if you're mevatel it, if you're mafkir it, you don't have to search and destroy. You can have it in your house, it's okay, you don't have to search and destroy. That's a fundamental difference. Tremendous chiluk comes out according to the Chazon Ish. Let's say you're not mevatel it. Chazon Ish is maskim to what the Sfas Emes tells us, that you have, if you're not mevatel it, if you're not mafkir it, you have a chiyuv to search and destroy. If potentially one of your neighbors or somebody, whatever, came and had some chametz, not chametz, some basa b'chalav in your house, there's a chiyuv to search and destroy. Search your house after he leaves and destroy whatever maybe was left behind. It's unbelievable chiddush. But a Chazon Ish, everybody recognize, even if you don't want to paskin like Sfas Emes, everybody knows that the Chazon Ish is a pretty accepted paisik.
Right.
And it happens to be that it's not just the Chazon Ish and not just the Sfas Emes. Rav Shlomo Zalman said he said he's not into the Chazon Ish's mahalach. He actually likes the Sfas Emes's mahalach better, which makes it even more chamor. Rav Shlomo Zalman is also saying the same thing, that a person has a chiyuv to search and destroy. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mincha Shlomo on Pesachim. He says, like the Sfas Emes, you have a chiyuv to search and destroy. Seder, you don't get an avera for leaving it in your house. That's how Shlomo Zalman answers the kash, like the Sfas Emes. You don't get an avera for leaving it in your house. But Lamaisa, you have a chiyuv to search and destroy by all these things. It's the same as chametz.
What's the difference? I feel like it's like a contradiction.
Why?
You leave it in your house, you don't get an avera for it.
You don't get an avera for it, but you still have a chiyuv. I'll give you an example. When somebody didn't put on tefillin, Rachman al Islam, if it should ever happen that a person doesn't put on tefillin one day, right?
Yeah.
So, he wasn't over a lav. It's not as bad as going to a mixed beach, right? But, at the end of the day, he was mevatel and aseh. Right? It's like he didn't eat matzah on Leil HaSeder. Right? He was mevatel and aseh. What?
Better than miss tefillin and go to mixed beach?
Probably.
What if you're
in a
mixed beach?
What if you wear tefillin all the way? No, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Women?
Women don't. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, let's.
Women go in your house and do bedika.
So you hear what's happening here?
Do bedika at the mixed beach to get rid of all the women. Okay, enough.
Yeah. That's, so now, what are we saying? We're saying like this. We're saying Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Sfas Emes, the Chazon Ish, they're all learning the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says you need to search and destroy all of these things in the list. Basa B'chalav, Arla, Kalai Kerem, all these three, you need to search your house and destroy the Zechir for all these things. So what's the chiluk between Chametz and these things? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Sfas Emes leaves off Tzarchin on this, but he says the suggestion that chiluk is in the interim until you burn it. You're not over in Aveiro. Chametz you are. Right? Chazon Ish, different approach. Chiluk is if you're mafkir it. Let's say you're mafkir it, you don't have to search and destroy. But if you own it, then you do have to search and destroy. Nafka Mina, if the cleaning lady, the aide, the plumber comes in and brings their chametz, their basa b'chalav, not chametz, their basa b'chalav, so according to Chazon Ish, you would not have to search and destroy because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them. According to Chazon Ish, you're not going to have to search and destroy. That, in that situation, you would only have to search and destroy if somehow you owned it. I'll give you an example. sometimes the employer pays for the lunch of the employee, right? So in that situation, well, let's say a guy has an office, and he has in his office, he has non-Jewish workers. So the question, I guess, would be, would it be mutter for him to have in his cafeteria of his office, would it be mutter for him to have basar b'chalav in his cafeteria? He owns the office.
Mutter him to have it or allow it in?
To have it. He owns the office, and he's supplying lunch in the cafeteria, or he's selling lunch in the cafeteria, whatever it is. Is he allowed to have basar b'chalav in his ownership, in his cafeteria?
What about having it in the fridge?
Now, if they own it, and they're bringing it in, so, according to Chazon Ish, then you don't have to worry. According to Shlomo Zalman and Tzfas Emes, it would still be a potential problem. But according to Chazon Ish, it would be okay.
Wait, why? It's yours.
What?
You own it.
No, he said if they bring it in. No, he asked if they bring it. If you own it, it's a problem, according to Chazon Ish.
Maybe you see that coming.
You go.
What if you own a
microwave?
We both lost
it. We're not getting involved in microwaves. Yeah, what are
you saying? I don't know. It's not a proof. Like, I've seen a lot of Baal Batim owned businesses who are very learned who
know
these things.
Yeah.
Who have people bring it in.
Who have, if people bring it in, it's okay. The question is if you own it. Right, Kwan Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman, it could be problematic. That's right. So maybe they're relying on the Chazon Ish. Maybe they have a pshat in this Fast Emes and the Shlom Zalman to say it's okay. He's lying. We have to see. We're going to see another pshat in the Netziv and the Netziv.
You just have to clear it up.
Oh, and Hanami said it, but we're assuming that they don't do that. They don't bring in Ari's company. The halachic bedikas.
Is that a bank called here? The Ger community.
Okay, let's move on to what's it called. I know everybody has a lot of questions, but amazingly, they don't always bother them so much at 1:15. So, Lamaisa, let's... If you have a question, let's talk about it at 1:15. We hear more, unless we have a little bit of extra time. Beis Hashem, okay?
Roast number 10 today.
Okay, let's what's it called?
I give it a 9.
Sorry. Let's move on to the next Nakuda. Okay? The Chazon Ish is coming out with a tremendous pshat. It's a tremendous insight, which Shai was saying before, right? That Lamaisa... You know, chametz is different. If you don't own it, it's okay. That's the Chazon Ish's teretz. It's gavaldik. But let's realize that included in the Chazon Ish's kula is also a tremendous chiddush l'chumra. That if you do own it, you are mechuyav to search and destroy. It's not limited to chametz. It's a din in all of these. So right now, if you own it, you're mechuyav to search and destroy.
Just be mevatel.
Or you could be mevatel. Said it, but then you don't own it anymore. Right? That would be a good move. Every day, at the, you know, before you leave wherever it is, or if somebody comes over, just be mevatel. If somebody has a non-religious friend or whatever, just be mevatel. Right? It's a good practice to do.
So how does the Tosfos view this?
We're explaining Tosfos now. These are Mahalchim in Tosfos.
Tosfos says there's no bidika by Israel now.
What?
Tosfos says there's no bidika. The whole question is, why is there no bidika by Israel now?
Yeah, but the question is, where's that coming from? So the Chazon Ish is explaining what that means is after Bittul. Why is there no Bidika and beer after Bittul, according to the Chazon Ish? Right? That's by Chametz, there's a Chiyuv of Bidika and beer even after Bittul. There's no Chiyuv and Bidika of beer after Bittul. That's how the Chazon Ish is explaining it. Right?
And
according to Tzfas Emes, he's not mitzad bittul, but rather mitzad by chametz. You have to be baidik and be mevar. You can't even wait. You can't delay. You have to, be mevar. Otherwise, it's a person's over in avera while he's waiting. Mashenkin, according to the Tzfas Emes of Shlomo Zalman, by other yisuri hana, you're not over in avera if you delay. That's the chiluk. Why are they not machmir regarding that? Yeah, Shai, you had a question.
I was going to say that you're going to run into an issue with chametz. Meaning, if you're saying on Pesach is a bad example, let's say like right before Pesach, right, and you're cleaning your house, right?
Yeah.
And you had a friend sleep over a week ago, and you realize that he left his bottle of whiskey here. He left his whatever he was, right?
Because what else do friends bring, right? Yeah.
I don't know. When I was in high school, we carried around bottles of whiskey wherever we went.
Cactus.
Okay, yeah. So what?
I'm saying he left whatever.
It's a friend.
You have a chiyuv to search, of course.
You have a chiyuv to search. I'm saying you have no, you're not allowed to get rid of his chametz.
Okay, there's a shaila what to do with somebody else's chametz that's in your rishos.
So
it's
I'm
a whole siman in shulchan aruch.
I'm saying if someone leaves his cheeseburger remains in your house for
right.
marrying, you're not mechuv to take care of his thing.
No, maybe you are.
Why?
I said there's a siman about in shulchan aruch. So it sounds like you assumed that the maskan of that siman is that you're not mechuv to do anything, right?
No.
Maybe that siman says that you're mechuv to destroy it even though it's not yours. What?
I don't know.
Right, so this
I know.
So what I'm saying is, let's learn that halacha. Let's see what you're supposed to do, and then we'll be able to apply it back to what to do with somebody else's cheeseburger. Right? It's gonna have the same halacha, correct? Yeah? Okay. Fine. So now the Netziv is really the first one that we saw that discusses this Shaila. Right? The Netziv, Rashi Rav Elazhin, the Netziv raises this Shaila in the piece that we learned yesterday, and then it's, or maybe 2 days ago, I forgot, yesterday and 2 days ago. The Netziv raises this Shaila, and the Netziv says, a Teretz, what does he say? It's on the paper. He says, L'chayra ain't a move on. It's difficult to understand. Shari Bem is chayim l'vara mekvura ubisreifa. You are mekhuyif to destroy all these things in that Mishnah. Right? That's what the Netziv says. Right? Ella dikushiyasam hi amay l'chibu chacham livdoi kachareyem. Zog the Netziv, Daniel is right. Daniel is right. There's a chiluk. What's the chiluk? Between chametz and all these other things? All these other things you have a chiyuv to destroy when it's in front of you. Shai's example, his buddy brings over a bottle of whiskey. Now, chances are his buddy probably didn't leave it behind, right?
Empty.
But let's say, right? Let's say you have a situation where he left it right there on the table. So then, zok din etziv, avada, you mechuyuv, let's say it was not something not kosher. You mechuyuv to take it and throw it away. You mechuyuv to destroy it. But let's say you don't know. He didn't leave it out in the open. There's nothing left out in the open. Let's say you were hosting somebody who stayed in your house and you give him the privacy of his own room. So you, now, you have no idea what's going on. Zog din etziv, do you have a chiyuv to go down and be bodek and check after him? What's the Netziv say? For chametz, yeah. But for shari surin, no. And that's the chiluk that Tosfos is after. According to Chazon Ish, according to the Sfas Emes, you would be mechuyev to search after it. Again, within the Chazon Ish, it's only if you own it. But you would be mechuyev to search after it. The Netziv is being mechadesh, no. You're not mechuyev to search after it. Right? Like Daniel's chiluk. You're not mechuyev to search after it. That's where Tosfos is coming from. Why by chametz are they more machmir that you have to search even if you don't know about it? As long as you have a concern, mashenkin by other yisurim. Rav Elchanan Kovetz Yurim brings the kash also. He says the teretz as same teretz as the Netziv. Same teretz as the Netziv. The chiddush of chametz is that you have to be boydek after it. But he adds on a line. And I think in this line is an interesting chiddush. He adds on a line. What does he say? He says, look, by bedikas chametz, we make a bracha. By bedikas chametz, we make a bracha. That's what he says. What's he wrong with that? What's the point of telling me that? By chametz, you have a chiyuv to search it out, like we see that we make a bracha on bedikas chametz. What is he trying to say? I don't understand. You need to tell me there's a bracha. Then Netziv didn't say you need a bracha. What's the significance of the fact that you make a bracha? Is there any relevance to that? Yeah? Do you guys any thoughts on the matter?
Can you see the question again?
Question is, the Netziv gave a teretz, Daniel's teretz. There's a difference between chametz and everything else. All other Yisrei know there's no chiv to be boydek. Chametz, you have a chiv to be boydek. You have to search to see if maybe you have something in your house and get rid of it. But other Yisrei know, right? Let's say Shai's example of the friend who brings over something not kosher, let's say. Right? In that case, you don't have to search for it. According to the Netziv. You don't have to search the basement or whatever it is. According to the Netziv. Right? That's Teretz of the Netziv. Very nice. Good Shemaka Teretz. Right? You like the Teretz, no? The Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Yorim, he also asked the Kasha, and he also gives the Teretz. Same Teretz as the Netziv. Very good. But he adds on an extra line and a half. I'm sorry that I didn't bring in the Sefer. I forgot to bring the Sefer in. But we'll take a look at it tonight inside. He adds on a line and a half. He says, because we find, or like we find, that you make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz. What? Did you need to say that part for your Teretz? No. Haraya, you didn't say it. Right? Must be you didn't need it. The Netziv didn't say it. What in the world is Rabbi Chanan bringing in the bracha? We're not learning Yichud brachas. Who's talking about the bracha? What does the bracha have to do with anything? It's a nice teretz. But sometimes, you know, less is more. Why are you saying extra stuff? What's going on in this Rabbi Chanan? Teretz is we could clarify Chakira. What's Klar Chakira? What's the Chakira? Chakira like this. We're talking about destroying these Isuri Anah, getting rid of these Isuri Anah. Maybe even searching to get rid of these Isuri Anah. Why is there a Chiyuv to do all of this? Why do I need to search and get rid of Isuri Anah? Why? Because maybe I'm going to end up being Nichshal and eating something that I shouldn't eat. Rachman al-Tzlan. Doing something I shouldn't do, right? I might be Nichshal in something I shouldn't do. What is that? That's called a preventive measure. It's a preventive measure. It's not something which is a positive commandment. It's not something that you get schar, like putting on tefillin. It's a preventive measure. Don't do X because, don't go swimming because you may end up going into, you may end up building a raft, right? May end up going, exactly. Don't go swimming during, no.
I'm not going to mix beach.
Exactly, right? So therefore, it's a preventive. What's the chiluk if it's preventive or not preventive? A preventive measure, you're not going to make a bracha on. Why are you making a bracha? A bracha? For what? I'm not doing a mitzvah. I'm just doing something which is a safeguard, which is helping me to not be over an avera. But that's not something that I should make a bracha on. What do you say when you make a bracha? Bracha da Hashem v'kinem v'cham v'cham. Shek nishal mitzvaysav. V'tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us holy with this mitzvah. Al netel zidayim, for example. Right? It's a special thing. You're doing something that's making you a holy person. A special individual. When you do a mitzvah. That's when you make a bracha. Right? But when I'm doing something preventive, it's not a positive commandment. Hashem said, do this. No, that's not what it is. I'm doing something to help myself not fall off a cliff. Right? Therefore, I think this is why Rabbi Chanan adds on these extra words. Because what is he saying about the bracha? He's saying like this. If the issue is simply just search and destroy because I don't want to be nichshal, I wouldn't make a bracha. There would be no bracha. But in chametz, I do make a bracha. Why? Because in chametz, the pshat is, it's not just a preventive measure to make sure that I don't eat chametz. It's more than that. It's an actual mitzvah to do bedika. There's a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah to do bedika. That is something which doesn't exist anywhere else. It could very well be that I have a chiyuv to get rid of Isuri Hana, Basa B'chalav, whatever it is. I have a chiv to get rid of it. But even if it's true that I have to search and get rid of it, whatever it is, it's not a positive mitzvah. What is it? It's purely a siyog. It's purely a hechatimtza to help me not be nichshol in the aveira. But there's not going to be a bracha on it. Okay, and this would answer the question that by chametz there's an extra mitzvah to search and destroy. Mashenkin over there. It's just to prevent to be nichshol. Now, in order to prevent from being nichshol, it makes sense. I don't have to go searching around the whole house. Why would I have to go searching around the whole house? It's not in front of me. I'm not afraid I'm going to be nichshol if it's not in front of me. It's enough that I should be chayev to get rid of it when it's in front of me. But if it's not in front of me, I'm not mechuyev. That's Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. Question of mitzvah versus just preventive to make sure I'm not nichshol.
It's just within the Torah, that's why?
What?
The fact you have to do that tashbisu?
Oh, we're not getting involved. You can make brachas... even on Durabanans. Where's our Shemin Lamor, you know, finalists? Right? What's an example of a Durabanan which we make a bracha on?
Lighting candles.
Tilzidayim. Megillah. There's a lot of examples. Erevin. These are so many things which we say. Right? Even though it's Durabanan.
Question is why though? It's not answering why. It's just saying
no,
it happens.
No, the point is, don't bring up psukim, tashbisu, forget about that. It has nothing to do with that. Just the very fact that the nature of the mitzvah is that it's a positive mitzvah, as opposed to simply something which is preventing me from being nichshol. Zok Rav Chanan, a positive mitzvah even goes to include searching around when it's not in front of you. Just to prevent from being nichshol, that's only when it's right in front of you. Oh, it's staring you in the face. That delicious Coke with ice and its Pashit treif. Right? The Ukrainian brand, right?
Chris is why though?
It's why is it treif? That's for Wiener. Why is it the point?
Why
is
one a positive mitzvah had to do bedika and one is.
That's the Chiddush. That was Nischadish. The Chazal were Mechadish in Chametz. And that's what Tosfos wants to know. Why Davkin Chametz? Is there a chiddush over here that you even have to do the extra mile, matching everything else? It's just shalo yikoshel. It's only when it's right in front of you. Yeah? Quick sikum. Basic question on Tosfos. Isuri ana. There is a chiyuv to destroy it. Like we see in Tmura, we have basically three mahalachim in the achrayim to give an answer for this. Sfas emes and Shlomo Zalman, that the nekuda is that it's usher to have it bechlal in your house. By chametz and not by these other things. Sfas Emes leaves off Tzarachian. He wants to be machmir and say maybe it's usher by these other things too. Shlomo Zalman not, but Al Kopanim, they both agree you have to search and destroy. Chazanish is mahalach, chilek is by chametz. Even if you're mafkir, it doesn't help. Even if you're mavatil, it doesn't help. By shaking these other things, if you're mavatil mafkir, then you don't have to search and destroy. But if you actually own it, Chazanish is maskim, you also have to search and destroy. Third mahalach, Netziv and Rav Chanan. The chilek is there a mitzvah to be boydik, to go searching after it, or it's only destroyed when it's right in front of you? That's the chilek between chametz and other yisurayna. Rabbi Chanan brings out another knach in the Indian, that the din of bedika by chametz is a positive mitzvah, as opposed to just simply shalo yikoshel, and that's the geder of the din by the other things. The destruction by the other things is shalo yikoshel. And that's also why it doesn't have this extra element of searching it out when it's not directly in front of you. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll review it tonight.
And destroy.
Okay, now anybody has questions about the beach?
Oh,
okay.
I,